is aching to know.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the life.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up. Great morning to you this morning. This is Landon coming at you from the studio at WCNO. Our program is called Lifeline. Welcome to Lifeline, the live program. Live program, let me say that again, let that sink in, that allows you to call in for prayer of faith or prayer of agreement. Landon, I need somebody to stand on faith, somebody who's full of the Spirit of God, who has that intimate relationship with God, who can get the revelations from God to stand with me in faith. I need somebody to stand in prayer of agreement. I need somebody who understands the kingdom of God, the principles, the operation thereof, and can stand in the gap and agree with me. I must bridge this gap. I must get from God. I need some things from God today desperately. If that's you, if you've come to that much revelation, then God is tugging at you and it's time. You don't just think that way naturally. Remember, the natural man opposes God. The Spirit of God and the natural man, they always oppose each other. The flesh always opposes the Spirit. So if you've had those kind of thoughts, it's not your flesh. It's God going, knock, 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 knock. Hey, man. Hey, man, I want in. I want in. I want to change some things. I'm tired of watching you suffer. I'm calling you, and I'm wanting to help you. If that is you, let me give you a couple of phone numbers. We're actually live, and I can pray with you and help the kingdom of God come into your life. It will rescue and change so many things for you. Here's the phone number here. So if you need us to stand and agree with you now or during this teaching, I'll be on for 25 minutes, 221-1100. So the local number, 221-1100. If you need prayer, call up here. No problem. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. So you got 221-1100 for the local folks, 888-221-8990 for the out-of-town folks. All right, let's go. Listen, pull us up online. Anytime, just pull us up, WCNO.com. So look for that. Make sure you go to the actual site, WCNO.com. Select live broadcast or listen on demand anytime. To contact us directly, now I hope you're taking notes of all this. I'm going to slow down a little bit for you. It's trylifeline@gmail.com. So it's one word, TRYLIFELINE. Trylifeline, one word. Just put it in as one word, trylifeline@gmail.com. That's excellent godly counsel for free. That's Bob sitting there, Dr. Bob, who's got a doctrine in divinity wanting to help you. Take advantage of that. You can't get that kind of counsel free anywhere. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Yes, I'm one of the persons that want to stand in the gap.
Awesome. See that? Hallelujah. Now, somebody, I told you God's tugging on some people. I knew God was tugging on some people today. All right. What do I need to stand in the gap for?
For deliverance, for help, for
deliverance.
Everything.
Listen, I don't
deliverance
mind.
Deliverance for healing.
Okay.
And blessings.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. We need to get a little bit specific. Deliverance from what?
Drug addiction.
Okay. Thank you.
Issues.
All right. Healing from?
Drug addictions for my kids and whoever in the world that has it.
Okay. Listen, 10-4. That's an excellent call. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, he can
spirit
come in and break
truth.
Those demonic spirits and break those addictions off of us. And the only way you'll do it is like her. You got to reach out. God wants you. Do you think God wants to help this woman so bad. He's so glad. Listen, every angel in heaven is rejoicing that he has an opportunity to defeat darkness in your life and minister grace to you today. You know that?
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and pray. I'm not going to ask for your first name since you did tell the truth about some things. Let's just leave that alone. Yes. But God knows who you are, okay?
Yes, he do.
Listen, Amen. Matt, thank you for calling so much. I love you. You're so precious. You ready? Father God, we come to you right now. You have one of your children calling up and going, you know what? I need God. I need deliverance. I need help. So we need right now, Lord, we want to break drug addiction. In other words, we're going to come in with the spirit. Now, here's the thing, sister. I need you to definitely, and I mean definitely, as of today, you need to really receive the Holy Ghost. Not just words and lip service, but you need to now allow him to really come in and start taking over your life. Because if the light doesn't move inside, the darkness will remain. Okay? So we're gonna ask your spirit, Father. We're gonna ask your Holy Spirit to move in this woman, to really inhabit her from her the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Take over her every fiber, her every being, that she can stop with the information, because the information about God has not helped her. All right, the darkness and the drugs and the things overcome the information. But if she'll start getting the revelation of who you are, because you're living in her richly, the life in her by the Spirit can now give her the power of God flowing through her life to overcome these things. So we thank you, Father God, that you've heard this prayer. We need deliverance for her. Every demon in hell, leave her alone. In the name of Jesus, I speak the authority of the Word of God, that whosoever shall call on the name of God shall be saved, is what your word says, Father. That's your breath. That's your life. So since you said it, she's calling, so we need to save her from that right now. She needs a healing, Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be healed too. Listen, God loves to do this. This is what his titles are. This is his attributes and what he does. So heal her from whatever has harmed her or her children. We need deliverance to this lady today. We need you to send ministering spirits to her today. Please send somebody to stand by her, to give her power, to help hold her hand, to walk her through this life and get her on the right path and get her going in your word again and reignite the fire. We thank you for baptizing her or engulfing her or internalizing her with your spirit today. So it is by the word of God and the power of Jesus that we defeat darkness once again. The Bible says, for this purpose was Jesus manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for correcting me. It says the works of the devil. It says that specifically. So you need to hold to that verse. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer this morning. We love you and we praise you for the power of God in our lives this day and age. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, girl, you got that? You got to stand on that verse. You got to find that verse. I forget what it is. It's chapter 3, verse 8 of something. I can't remember what book right now. But
I'll find it.
Okay. Yeah, it's chapter 3, verse 8, and it says, for this purpose, I want to say 1 John, but don't quote me now, you have to look. For this purpose was Jesus manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And let me tell you something else, too. If you don't get in your word, if you just do what we just did, but you put no word in, eventually you're going to go right back into it. Now you've got to enrich your mind with the word of God so that it can line up with the spirit inside of you and the power can come forth to defeat these things.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you something else. Do you have access to email?
Yes, I can get it, yes.
If you can get it, because I'm telling you, if you need this, you need to contact us at trylifeline@gmail.com. TRYLIFELINE. The reason I say this, I'm an ex-drug addict. I'm an ex-drug dealer. All that stuff. I got much experience in the kingdom of darkness. I lived in it for way too many years. So if you're struggling with somebody, you contact Bob. Bob will contact me to get in touch with you. I know how to defeat the devil. I've had to do it many times.
Yes, and I want to ask another one for breakthrough. I'm waiting for a breakthrough. I'm asking God for that too. Also,
breakthrough for
Financial, just to help his people that are struggling, that don't have much to eat and food and stuff and shelter. Just help his churches and organizations.
Okay, well, this is where you're going to take over. We just prayed for the deliverance and for the healing. Now, the healing is also of your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. Now, we asked God, and you agree with me, that the spirit move in you and start taking over and start exercising, start showing you. Now that you have that, you need to pray that prayer. You just inhabited the spirit of God. That spirit of God will start coming in agreement with you, and you can start moving darkness out of your way. If I do all this for you, I need you to start exercising your faith so the devil will leave you alone. Okay?
Yes, okay.
So you take the authority of that one on your own. You got it?
Yes.
I'm proud of you, girl. Right. Call me if you need me. TryLifeline@gmail.com now.
Okay.
All right, have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
All right. Oh, that's wonderful. Right off the top, God's coming down, kingdom power's coming forth. Listen, Father God, I thank you this morning. Let's get with this teaching real quick. Let's get rolling on this. Anybody else needs a call, though, that's what we're here for. As much as I want to give you this word of God, I want you to be delivered too. So let's let God do what God's do. It's not about what Landon wants. Okay? I need you to do whatever you want to do. All right? Okay. Now, Father, help me this morning, Lord. I'm going to yield my mind to you 120%. I'm going to yield my everything. I yield my spirit. I crucify my flesh, Lord. I yield my tongue. I need you to take over my mind and my tongue that you flow through me, Lord. Let me just fall off, Lord, that my flesh is not here. My own thoughts are not here. I need your revelation to come forth. People have been fed information for too many years. We need revelation. We need rhema word from God. Just flow through me this morning and allow me to just decrease that you may increase, that we may have the help we need. Lord, if I've said, done anything that's upset you or wasn't pleasing in your sight in the last day, minute, 24 hours, year, please forgive me. And everybody listening, say that same prayer for yourself. If you've done anything, say, Father, if I've done anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, if I've sinned, if I've disobeyed your order, please forgive me now so that I can cleanse myself from all unrighteousness and be able to hear this word of God coming forth. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen. So you got that free counsel at trylifeline@gmail.com. All right. Now listen, natural man or spiritual man, who are you? Who are you? Natural man or spiritual man, who are you? Who really are you? That's the question this morning. Listen, here's what's happened, I believe, okay? Here's what's happened. What's happened is we believe we're born again. We've accepted Christ, and we're going to heaven. We have. By the grace of God, and I mean strictly by the grace of God, we've received the plan of salvation the minute you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He sealed you. Let me say this again. He sealed you. Doesn't say he empowered you. It says he sealed you according to Ephesians 1:3 until the day of redemption. So you've been saved from the burning fires of hell. That's what that means in a nutshell. He says, if you look at Ephesians 1:13, it says, in whom ye also, after ye heard the word of truth. Now notice, none of this comes unless you're hearing the word of truth. Unless you're sitting under somebody getting the word of truth, or unless you got your face in your Bible to receive the word of truth, there'll be no salvation for you. Let me make that clear too. In whom also, after you heard the word of truth, then it goes on to say what it is, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed. So you heard the word of truth and you decided to believe the word of truth. You know what? I'm going to believe that. I'm going to believe that Jesus died for me. I'm going to believe that he rose the third day. I'm going to believe that he wiped away all my sins. And I'm going to believe that he's going to restore me in right standings with God. And I'm going to believe that I'll go to heaven when I die. You were sealed now, the Bible says. After you believe that, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now remember, God is God. God has many titles. God, Yahweh, Jehovah, his spirit has many titles. Spirit of truth, comforter, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, spirit of power, spirit of promise. So he's talking about being sealed with the spirit of promise. What is that? That's your earnest inheritance. In other words, it's the Bible says, which is your pledge of our heirship, H-E-I-R. You become a heir of God through now the bloodline of Christ. So now you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You will not go to hell. That's a great thing. But now what's happened is we were sealed with the Spirit of promise, and we call that born again. It's a touchy subject. A lot of people go, oh, no, you're sealed with the Spirit of promise. Have you been regenerated 100% in his likeness? That means you have to have 100% of his Spirit living in you. If that be the case, the Bible says that the old things will pass away, and behold, all things become new. The Bible says you will no longer follow after your flesh or chase after your flesh, but if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation or a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. If you're still looking like, acting like, thinking like, being duped by the things that you used to do before you came to Christ, then you have probably exercise the spirit of promise, and you've begged God for salvation, but to be imparted with his spirit and become made over in his image like the original design, like the Eden mandate, I don't think you have received that. If you have, you would be walking in his spirit and his likeness. You would be the example of joy, peace, love, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, meekness. All those fruits that we're supposed to see from the Spirit would be what people see when they look at you. Okay, do they run into you at places they shouldn't? Does your mouth not sound like God when things happen? Are you the first one to throw out a D or throw out an F? Are you? If so, listen, I'm not getting on you. I want you to see, because I think we've been duped into thinking we're this dynamite Christian full of the power of God, but yet there is no power of God. There really is no spirit inside of you. Only the seal for the redemption when God comes back. Okay? Now that is salvation. That's salvation by the spirit of promise. You got to have that. But on top of that, God wants to empower you and reveal himself to you now that you can exercise and be born again by the Spirit, enveloped, engulfed in 100% by his Spirit, and become a spirit being again. We look at the flesh suit. It says we're made in the image of God. It doesn't mean what you look like. I don't look like this girl sitting next to me at all. We're not the same image. But the inside, if you've been internalized, or if the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, that's what comes with the Spirit of God. If the kingdom of God has moved on the inside of you, Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you. That means you've taken on God. You've let God come in you. Jesus said himself when he was working, he looked at them and said, listen, it's not me that does the works. It's God inside me. It's the Father in me, he told them. It's the Father in me that does all these works. Same for you. There's no difference, but the Father has to be in you, and he offers it to you today by the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. Same thing. Some call it Holy Ghost because you can't see it. Some call it Holy Spirit because the word ghost freaks them out. Doesn't matter what you call him. Just you better call him is what I'm trying to say. Listen, Jesus said over in John chapter 3, except a man be born again. That means there is no other way. This is a mandate. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Remember this now. This is born anew. This is a brand new birth by the Spirit taking over your who you are now and turning you in to who you were designed to be by God. Except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Well, how are you going to operate in the kingdom of God? Like this woman that called, how are you going to get drug addiction off of you? How are you going to get the devil off of you when you don't even see the kingdom of God? Now, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Whoa, there you go. That's the key. That's the door. I need to get into the kingdom of God, excuse me, so that I can extract the power of God into my life and channel it wisely for the glory of God, that I'm no longer overtaken by the things of this world. Well, Jesus said, except you be born of the Spirit of God, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let me say something real quick. This is a little side note. If you want this to happen to you, if you don't call here today or I don't get to help you today, I want you to know there is a place. It's a place here in Stuart called The Shop. It's Stuart House of Prayer. But I want you to know about this. It is there for you, and this is the place where people can be made again and born afresh and born anew by the Spirit. You can crucify your flesh. If you'll visit there on Tuesday nights, you can leave there a brand new creation. All right? Now, I'm not pitching this for them, but I just want you to know the truth. And this is what I want you to do. If you have interest in that, if you want to be a new man in Christ or new woman in Christ, contact Bob at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. He will invite you. He'll meet you there. He'll counsel you. He'll help you at the Stuart House of Prayer, okay? You got to contact him. trylifeline@gmail.com. When you go back to the origin of the text, let me get back to this, okay? The word born again. We're going to talk about born again. We're going to talk about born again. Too many people got sealed with the Spirit of promise, and they're happy with that. The minute you think you're going to heaven, you're good. I'm going to heaven, I'm good. Man, you're beat up by everything. Every sickness, every disease, mental oppression, anger, anxiety, all these things are on you. Those things ought not to be on somebody filled with the Spirit of God. The Spirit helps you in your infirmities, the Bible says. When you go back to the origin of that text, it means to be procreated properly of the Father. It literally means to be recreated or procreated properly of the Father. That means you're regenerated. The generation you came from doesn't matter. I don't want to hear my whole bloodline's been alcoholics. It doesn't matter. God wants to regenerate you into his kingdom with his genes, his DNA, and his likeness. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. I'm calling for prayer this morning. I'm a pastor, but I'm going through some trials right now. And I'm just asking for God's help to find a job and to be used more in my church as a minister.
Okay. Listen, here's what I'm hearing. We're going to pray that you increase in revelation and you decrease in information. Okay, you need more revelation because your steps need to be ordered right now more than ever, God's telling me. You've got to have the steps of a righteous woman are ordered by the Lord. And because these doors aren't opening and these things aren't happening, you've got a lot of information about God. And you have revelation. There was a time you had a lot more revelation, but you've gotten to where you're in the information and you're worried about putting it together and processing it and not getting the revelation and every single step you take being ordered by the Lord through His Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So we're going to agree with that right now, Pastor. Is that okay?
Yes.
Father God, do you want to say your name or should we just keep that hush-hush?
Just keep it as Reverend.
Not a problem. Not a problem, Reverend. God knows who you are. Listen, Father, this is my sister. I got to step up to the plate. When I get a woman of God calling like this, I know that we are kindred spirit. She is the same, Lord. I need you to step in, reveal yourself to her stronger than ever. Let her decrease in her mind. The information is blocking her revelation. She needs to hear from you. We want her to increase in the Holy Ghost. We're going to give up all the thoughts. Pastor, you got to give up that flesh. And I don't mean bad stuff. I know you're not that kind of woman. But you got to give up those thoughts. Those thoughts, you got to decrease in your mind and in your processor so that He can increase in the regeneration of the Spirit back in you and get you so alive and so on fire that you're hearing revelation from Him every minute of your day and you're not worried about the next move. You're not worried about the next job. You're following the revelation of God by the breath of God, by the Spirit of God speaking to you clearly, and things are changing and you're speaking the oracles of God like the powerful woman of God you were designed to be. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I feel like this has been conquered. Oh, Lord, you're so great. Pastor, you're great. I love you. Listen, if you need me, contact me at that trylifeline@gmail.com, okay?
Okay.
It's very easy. Trylifeline@gmail.com. I promise you, I'm here for you, and I love you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Listen, you just walk in that revelation, you're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
All right. Contact me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See, that's awesome. That's awesome. God is moving in people's hearts so great these days. Get on board, man. Don't miss out. Listen, let me just bottom line this with you. God is a spirit, and if you want to worship Him, you got to worship Him in spirit and truth. All right? Spirit is a current of air or breath. See, we're looking for God. We're looking for God the natural. God blows through, man. Just like on the day of Pentecost, they were in one accord in one place, and the Spirit of God, they heard this sound of a rushing mighty wind. The Spirit of God blew. The breath blew. Changed the whole atmosphere, changed the whole place, empowered them like never before, and sent them out to make disciples out of men. Unreal. At when we were created, it says, and God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed on him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know why God used dust? Because there's nothing there. It's just dust. If He can make a living, breathing soul out of dust, but yet we think, well, man, I'm so caught up in this. Oh, nobody can do for me. Are you kidding me? God put life, blood flow, bones, marrow, intestines, all these intricate, difficult things into dust. Who you think you're messing with? This is the Almighty God. He is a spirit. If you want to worship Him, the Bible says, you got to worship Him through spirit and truth. Spirit is a current of air or breath, okay? Remember this. It's the breath of God, the breath of God. Like I told you, look at Pentecost, look at creation. Now, it says we got to worship Him through this. To worship God means to kiss Him or adore Him. You can't kiss or adore God who is a spirit in your flesh. So I'm giving you the opportunity. You need to increase the Holy Spirit within you, 221-1100. You need to say, God, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Now, we hear that word. People run crazy with that from the pulpit, and it's taking all these weird meanings. It means to be enveloped in, engulfed in, totally encompassed by, overwhelmed. If you look it up in the Greek, it means overwhelmed. God, overwhelm me with your spirit, that my flesh no longer overwhelm me, but your spirit is the overwhelming life force living in me 24 hours a day that speaks to me, that talks to me, that teaches me, that guides me, and that gives me revelation so that I don't be conformed to this world and the information doesn't get up here and block my mind and get me worried. That's what that means. Why would you not want that? Call up here and get God. Call right now. If some reason you're scared to call, do it where you're at. Say, God, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Please, sir, right now in the name of Jesus, because that's the only avenue. You got to come through that bloodline of Jesus. That's the whole purpose of the cross. Fill me with your Holy Ghost that I may be made a new creation in you and that all my old nature fall away and get away from me. I'm going to bury my face in your word because I realize that since you are breath, since you are air, since it's the breath of God that makes things, then the breath of God breathed on man these words that you've recorded in the page to make this easy for me. So now let me take your word, because if your word is spoken, nothing can come against it. So I'll use the word of God as the breath of God to empower my life, teach me, and train me. Your intimacy with God is by the Spirit blowing new life into you, and you returning to God by the same manner, your breath. Let him breathe on you the breath of life, and you breathe on him right back to him by your word. Listen, when you don't talk to somebody, you don't know them. A stranger, someone you've never spoke to. If that's who God is to you, if you're not speaking and having conversations with God, he's a stranger to you, man. I'm not trying to bust you. Seriously, you got to be born again. This is born anew by the Spirit. Here's what Paul says real quick. This is where I was going. Probably out of time, but check this out. Paul said, listen, let me make it real clear to you. In your flesh, you can't see God, you can't hear God, and you'll never understand him in your heart. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, Paul says, it is written, it's recorded, it's documented, it's facts. God said so. Your eyes have not seen God. Your ears cannot hear him. Nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But he says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. When the pastor called up a minute ago, soon as I put that phone in my ear, the Spirit searched her out, gave me what to say. I have no idea what I'm saying or who she is. But I heard God telling me she needs revelation. The information's gotten in the way. All I did was shut my mind up and say what he was telling me to tell her. Apparently, it was right on time. It's exactly what she needed, because that's how God operates. Now, you've got to start communicating with God by your breath back to him so that he'll breathe on you the breath of life and internalize yourself with the Holy Spirit so you can walk every second Christ's likeness. The likeness and the image is on the inside, not the outside. God wants to restore you to what we had in the Garden of Eden. It's the Eden mandate. Now, I need you to understand this. Please contact me this week so I can help you at tryliferound@gmail.com. The next verse says, so what man knows the spirit of man save the what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man that's in the man? He says, even so, no man knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, here's what I want to leave you with. Verse 12. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12, Paul says, now, right now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in man's wisdom, but which the Holy Ghost teaches you, comparing spiritual things to spiritual things. Spiritual things to spiritual things. Now, at the very end of this, if you look down at 16, Paul says, but we have the mind of Christ. He means if you've internalized the Spirit of God in you, relax. Stop trying to get things through information and let God give it to you, because now you have internalized the Spirit in you. The kingdom of God has lived in you. God himself, God Almighty, the Father, has put himself in you by his Holy Spirit. Now get in contact with him. Start communing with him. Develop your relationship through the word. You can't get there but the word. Get in your word. It'll be different. When you read it before, it was tough because you were trying to gain it by your information knowledge. You'll read it now by revelation. God will dump it on you. God will pour it on you. And you'll see things you never saw. And he'll teach you like you've never been taught before. TryLifeline@gmail.com is the best thing you can do for yourself. Dr. Bob, like I say, he really has a doctrine in divinity. He's been doing this thing, I don't know, 40 years plus, probably 50 years. I don't know how long my dad, he's been talking this gospel, preaching this gospel a long time. That will help you big time. TryLifeline@gmail.com is the best free godly counsel you'll ever find in your life. Now, I need you to sow seed into this ministry. There were some people that stepped up to the plate last week, $10 and stuff. Hey, man, I appreciate that big time. Even if I get more just to do that. But if you could increase to 20 or 30, it'd be great. This thing does cost. This is out of free radio spot. So we would appreciate big time if you'd sow to this ministry. TryLifeline@gmail.com is where to contact us if you want to sow your seed. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Sow your seed. I really am encouraging you. Not only do I need it, God will bless you. This is a real ministry. We're going to pray over that seed. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. I will expect your seat. I thank you very much for listening.
Your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.